That was a tune called Banjo Rag, and it was recorded in the early 1990s. Paul and Colleen Trenwith and Friends. We did a lot of gospel music, but we always included instrumentals. And that was one of them, Banjo Rag, written by myself and Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle. I was playing banjo, and the wonderful guitar work was by a New Zealander called Colin Spear. Lives in Auckland and has always had a wonderfully imaginative approach to lead guitar work, and he just plays beautifully, and I hope you enjoyed listening to that. Well, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I play bluegrass music from all over the place, but mostly stuff that I've been involved with. And the last few programs seem to have been all about bluegrass music from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and music that's influenced me, and music from my vinyl collection and things like that. So I thought we'd go and do music that's all in the, certainly in the 21st century. And most of the music played on this show, apart from that opening one, which was in the 1990s, will be from about 2012 onwards. So I hope you're going to enjoy some contemporary bluegrass today. And we're going to start off with young Molly Tuttle. She's a superstar, really, in the bluegrass scene with her wonderful guitar playing, banjo playing and singing. This is from her album Rise, and it's a tune called Friend and a Friend. Molly is playing acoustic guitar and doing the lead vocal. Wesley Corbett is playing banjo. John Mylander playing fiddle. Todd Phillips playing bass. And I think you're going to enjoy it. Very contemporary, quite a different sound. Molly Tuttle.
1, 2, 3, 4. Chance, you know I had to take it. So for the longest time, spent a string of lonely nights in the back of a 40 car line. You wake up feeling low when you get behind the wheel and go. Some days it's wide open, some days it's a dead end. Some days I feel like I'm walking on the Wild West End. Got a big dream and a worn out D18. All I need is a friend and a friend and another friend, friend and a friend and another friend. You never know what you're gonna get when you roll into some new town, play for people that you've never met. Rolling back and forth inside the van, but it all comes around when the lights go down. Some days it's wide open, some days it's dead end. Some days I feel like I'm walking on the Wild West End. Got a big dream and a worn out D18. All I need is a friend and a friend and another friend, friend and a friend and another friend.
That was Molly Tuttle with the tune Friend and a Friend, and some superb picking going on there. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we're going to do an album that's produced, we're going to hear an album produced in 2010, a lot more traditional though. The album is called Black Mountain Special, and the band is Rich in Tradition. And they feature Brad Hyatt on bass, Greg Jones on mandolin, Tim Martin on fiddle, Jay Adams on banjo, and Mickey Gallion on guitar. He does most of the lead vocals, but I've picked a couple of tunes where he's actually not singing. And they have a very traditional approach to their bluegrass music. And we're going to hear from them a tune with Brad Hyatt, the bass player, singing Only One You're Calling Baby. Sounds like this.
Tell me that you love me, dear, but all you ever do is leave me crying. Through these bitter tears, I wish that I could feel that your love is dying. But if you're the one that makes for fun and all the world around me go crazy, then why can I feel like I'm the only one that you're calling baby? All around me stop turning. But if you're the one that makes the fun and all the world around me go crazy, then why can I feel like I'm the only one that you're calling baby?
Rich in Tradition, the only one that gets to call me baby, Brad Hyatt, and he wrote that song as well. In New Zealand, we've got some really hot bluegrass musicians, and some of them got together and merged a couple of bands and formed the band You, Me, Everybody. And that band consists of two of the boys out of the very talented Rhodes family from the band Roadworks. That's Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and vocals, and Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin, fiddle and vocals. And they also have James Gielick on double bass, Nat Talkington from the Pippi Pickers. Well, you've heard them on this show several times, lots of times. And Kim Bonington also on vocals. And great group, You, Me, Everybody. They write their own material and come up with some really good songs. I hope you enjoy this one called The Wrong Side of the Law.
Many men, some in cold blood and some in self-defense. They gonna hang me tomorrow. bright morning sun for the crimes I've committed and the things that I have done. Keep on going till I can't go no more. Nothing left to lose when you know you're gonna die. I'll slip that noose around my neck and kiss the world goodbye. New Zealand is untamed in 1862. It's the peak of the gold rush with the money on the move. I stole from the miners, killing for their will. Till I was caught by the law, betrayed by my friends. Tomorrow I hang from the gallows. Nothing left to lose on the wrong side of the law. Gonna keep on going till I can't go no more. Nothing left to lose when you know you're gonna die. I'll slip that noose around my neck. Cruel place like the men that bought the land. Myself, I'm guilty of the death of many men. My story will be told for many years to come. I won't be forgotten in death, my song is sung. Oh, there's nothing left to lose on the wrong side of the road. Gonna keep on going till I can't go no more.
Superb picking there from You, Me, Everybody. Yes, folks, that's a New Zealand band, the Frangross Rhodes Boys, Lawrence and Sam, just teenagers, really, at the upper end of that. And then the others in the band are a little bit older, but they put music together that sounds really good and really complicated. What did you think of the bomb, bomb, bombs in the middle of it? That was pretty fancy, wasn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Anything that you need to play music, go and see Shearer's. They've got a wonderful range of musical instruments and all the accessories you could hope for, and lots of helpful people in the shop who are all musicians, and they all know what you're talking about, and I'm sure they'll be able to come up with what you need to do a good job of playing music. Shearer's Music Works. I've been around Hamilton for as long as I've been playing music, and that's a fair while, and they're the key to music in Hamilton. Back Porch Bluegrass, one of my favourites is Claire Lynch. Anyone who's listened to this program over the last few years will know that I really enjoy her music. I got the opportunity to play some music with her back in 2007. Just a song of mine that she really liked, and I got to play with the band, which was a real thrill. But I've always followed her music right back from the early days. And I have an album here from 2013. The album is called Dear Sister. And the title song is a lovely song. It's a Civil War song written by a soldier to his sister, saying that if this should be the last letter, well, this is where he ends his life. It's a beautiful beautiful piece of poetry, and Claire, of course, turns it into a wonderful song. Here is Claire Lynch with Dear Sister.
This could be my last letter. I may never see the cotton fields of home again. I miss you, dear sister. Tonight I never felt so so thick that the stones, river stars could scarcely invade the dread and the dark. And all that I could see when I closed my eyes to dream was home, sweet home. The camps around forest, the midnight coals were glowing through the haze. The Union boys sang Hail Columbia, then we sang Look Away, Look Away. And then again. of blue and gray, we're all of humankind. Yes, every man will find his home, sweet
home. Wasn't that pretty? Claire Lynch, and she was accompanied by Brian McDowell playing fiddle, as I can best work out, and Matt Wingate playing mandolin, and Mark Schatz on upright bass. And they just did a superb job of that song, Dear Sister. Absolutely beautiful. Back Porch Bluegrass. Now we're going to play another band. This is from a recording of 2018, and it's got a couple of guys from the band Rich in Tradition in this band. This band's called Mickey Galleon and Cullen's Bridge, and the album is Songs from the Blue Ridge. And Mickey Galleon's playing guitar like he was in the last band, and Brad Hyatt is playing acoustic bass like he was in the last band. But this one's got Rick Pardue on banjo and tenor vocals, and Billy Hawk on fiddle, and they have a lovely traditional approach to bluegrass music. But Rick Pardue has written this song. As far as I know, it's Mickey Galleon singing lead with Rick doing the tenors, and it's called No Candy in My Bluegrass, which sort of describes their approach to the music. Here comes Mickey Galleon and Cullen's Bridge. No Candy in My Bluegrass. That's a fun name, isn't it?
He was standing in the back row, shaking his head, considering the fact all his heroes were dead. He was hearing something that he didn't rightly know. Was it souped up country or bad rock and roll? Don't put no candy in my bluegrass. I don't want my whiskey water now. Don't give me no electrified baloney. I just want to hear that mountain sound. No candy in my bluegrass. I don't want my whiskey water now. Don't give me no electrified baloney. I just want to hear that mountain sound. No candy in my bluegrass. I don't want my whiskey water now. Don't give me no electrified baloney. I just wanna hear that mountain sound. Don't give me no electrified baloney. I just wanna hear that mountain sound. Oh, come on that mountain, Katie Daly. Come on that mountain, Katie Doo. Can't you hear me calling Katie Daly? We want to drink a good old Mountain Dew.
Well, that makes it pretty clear what their tastes are in bluegrass music, isn't it? Great song, really. I really enjoyed that song, and I bet you they had a lot of fun playing it and singing it as well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing the music that I really enjoy, and I hope that you do too. This is all stuff out of my shelves and albums that I've accumulated over more than 50 years of listening to bluegrass music. But I'm trying to play more recent ones in this show because we've probably had a fair selection of old-time bluegrass over the last few weeks. So we're getting into more recent ones now. Here's Matt Ledbetter, wonderful dobro player, resonating guitar player, I'm supposed to call him. Album from 2015, just called Matt Ledbetter. And here he is playing a Josh Graves tune, Fireball. He's playing the dobro. Ron Stewart is playing banjo and fiddle. Tim Stafford on guitar. Alan Bybee plays a superb mandolin break. And Jason Moore on bass. Well, you can't get a hotter band than that. Here they are, Matt Ledbetter and his mates playing Fireball. That is great old tune, just gave the instrumentalist something to work on. Thank you Buck Graves for the tune. Thank you Matt Ledbetter and friends for the great picking on that. Well, this is my most recent album, The Cody Norris Show, all suited up, and it was done in 2021, and they play some good bluegrass music, but they got some fancy outfits, which is, seems to be what they're all about, and the outfits are pure 1950s country, pinks and blues and yellows and reds on the album. There's four different photos of different outfits, so man, these guys got a wardrobe. Three guys and a girl, Cody Norris on rhythm and lead guitar and most of the lead vocals, Mary Rachel Nally Norris on fiddle and mandolin and harmony, Josiah Tyree on banjo and harmony vocals, and Charlie Lohman on bass. And well, they're an interesting looking group. I bet you they'd be a hit at almost anywhere they play. But here's a rather dark song, and it's called Lady of the Evening. The Cody Norris Show, all suited up.
Look on her face to make herself a living. She lived a life evening, all painted up so fine, a waiting for a midnight stranger to take her home tonight. In her eyes I see sorrow, she really don't want to be here. This lady of the evening is selling more than wine and beer. The story that she told me, it really broke my heart. The life that she'd been leading had tore her world apart. So all you girls take a warning, you better love your man.
Might be recently recorded bluegrass from 2021, but it's pure 1950s honky-tonk music, isn't it? Sounds more like something out of Baltimore in 1957 or something like that. That's Cody Norris and his band. Oh, we've had some great musicians in New Zealand, and one of them, Catherine Bonus, sometimes called BB, is a delightful young woman and has been featured on the show many times, and I've had her in here and talked here every time she returns to New Zealand from her home in Boston, where she's playing with the band Mile 12, and they are a fine young band, have been awarded Best New Band at IBMA Awards recently, and they write and record and play some wonderful music. The band is Evan Murphy on guitar, Bronwyn Keith Hines on fiddle, David Benedict on mandolin, Nat Sabat on bass, and Catherine Bonus on banjo. Here in New Zealand, we are very proud to have BB playing banjo with a superb band like this. She brought them out here for a tour when they're just getting set up, and they had the opportunity to play their music to a whole new audience, and they really went down well, I tell you. Everyone really enjoyed Mile 12 and their approach to the music. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks, Ace of Hearts, and then that'll be followed by a tune called Old Tom. From the album Onwards, here's Mile 12.
Love's a gamble every heart will take. It won't rain. One night I bet on your blue eyes and took a chance, and I won a whole lot more than one night of romance.
I held the ace of hearts that night in the dark. How lucky can one man be? Deals the cards, no way to lose, 'cause I've got you, my ace of hearts.
You have to spare. There's no need for me to spend again, 'cause loving you is paying off more than I knew. I took a little risk and I hit it big with you.
I held the ace of hearts that night in the dark. How lucky
no way to lose, 'cause I've got you, my ace of hearts.
is superb instrumental skills of the band Mile 12, and we think it's led by the wonderful Catherine Bonus from here in New Zealand, and she is a wonderful banjo player, but she works in real tight with the other musicians in the band, coming up with tracks like that, which is just great. Hope you really enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm playing the music that I enjoy, and I hope that you enjoy too. Well, I'm playing albums recorded in the last few years, and of course Hamilton County Bluegrass Band have got one. We called the album These Old Hands because of a song that was written for our guitar player Alan Rhodes. Alan Rhodes has been the keystone of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band right since its inception as the lead singer and the guitarist, and he plays well and sings well, and he's just a magic guy to be with. His other work is as a potter, and he makes pots and good domestic pots, bowls, plates, basins, big bowls, little bowls, coffee mugs, all the usual stuff, and he does a superb job and has a shop, sells them from the shop. And anyway, I said to my son Sam, who is a great songwriter, that he ought to write a song about Alan, because he uses his hands to play guitar and his hands to make pots, and there's got to be a song in there somewhere. And Sam came up with this tune called These Old Hands. And it's got some lovely lines in it. And the band is myself playing banjo, Keith McMillan on mandolin, Tim Trenrith, another Trenrith son, on bass and harmony, Pam Finlay on guitar, and my son Jeremy Trenrith, who produced the album, also played some guitar on this track. He played the opening guitar. The album was recorded by Alan's son, Dave Rhodes, who had a recording studio, in fact still has one, but in a different location now, and is a very talented recording engineer. So it's a real family effort, but the song These Old Hands, I think, is a beautiful song and probably describes the life that many of you have led, and the song could equally be applied to your music perhaps, or your lives. Here is Alan Rhodes and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with These Old Hands.
These old hands have taken the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. So pour a glass and won't you sit a while, and I'll tell you why I'm singing about these old hands. When I was young, the song became my friend. I'd sing away from daybreak to end. Songs of love and songs of yesterday, these memories are here to stay. Then I met her at a Friday evening show. Most beautiful sight to behold. I still remember the look she gave and the vow we made as she held these old hands. These old hands have broken a rule or two. I moved out of the city and started new. I love the feel of grass between my toes. My hands compose a melody. That love ain't just for two. I sit and play guitar, my family grew. My heart is big enough to love them all, but I'll carry you raise your glass with me as I sing to you. Of all good things, it's what I love to do. I shape the earth and I play a tune, and I think about being next to you. Like to take the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. Well, I've seen the world and I've found my love, and I've done it all. I've done it all with these old.
Oh, thanks, Alan. Thanks, Sam, for the great song. Really enjoy listening to that. It's got some wonderful feeling in it. Back Porch Bluegrass, I'd like to thank all the people who listen to the show. You guys, well, you're the reason why we play the music. It starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and was first played at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and then again at midnight on Wednesday nights, but it's played on different access stations throughout New Zealand. So a big hi to all the people listening on the different access stations throughout New Zealand, and those listening on the access radio stations in Canada. We have a bit of a deal where Canada takes some of New Zealand's access radio stations programs, and we take some of yours. So thank you very much for what you give us, and I'm glad that you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass at all sorts of places in Canada and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. And of course, there's lots of people tuning in on podcasts. I'm just amazed with what you can do with the telephone these days. And in the early days, we were on a party line and we shared our phone line with 10 other people, and everyone had different rings and you answered when it was your ring. Well, phones have moved on since then, probably, thank goodness, and all sorts of things. And I know many of you listen to the podcast on your telephone and or on your computer. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. What you're getting is just my take on bluegrass music, which I've been playing since the mid-1960s, and I still love it as music. And we're going to hear some from a friend of mine. I got to meet this guy, Aaron Foster, at East Tennessee State University a few years ago. Delightful young man. I met him in 2013. In 2016, he recorded an album. I regret to say that he died at the beginning of this year, age 28, of a heart attack. Lovely man, lovely guitar player, and I'm delighted to have his album, but very sad that I'll not see Aaron again. But here he is doing a classic tune, recorded 2016, but it's much older than that. Really good advice in the song as well. Here's Frosty Foster. Everyone called him Frosty. With More Pretty Girls Than One.
Well, there's more pretty girls. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I rambled all around, yeah, there's more pretty girls than one. Talked to me last night, and she gave me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and find yourself a loving wife. Well, there's more. about town that I ramble all around. Yeah, there's more pretty girls than one.
Well, looks like we're getting close to running out of time. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed this. It was recorded with all music that's been produced in the last 10 years or so, just as a change from the old time stuff. We'll go out with Frosty and More Pretty Girls in One. See you later. Bye.
I'll hang down my head and I'll cry, 'cause I'm still chasing all around those pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. Well, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, yeah, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, yeah, there's more pretty girls than one.